adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Mark Wilson and Chris Sester both here tonight from Jet, who I did not see at the Acoustic Christmas last night, but I did see them on Saturday Night Live the evening before, and who sounded great. And it's a... Bands don't come across on TV that well very often. I mean, you have to sound good, especially I've seen a lot of bands that I've seen in person sound good and then sound crappy on Saturday Night Live. So, cheers.
Well, I think SNL is like probably the better one, you know, for TV anyway. You know, like you knew Conan and Letterman, but I think the sound... Yeah. Sound quality is always better on SNL.
They've got more time to do it because it's only once a week. They're not doing it every night.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
They've got 3 days to give you to do your sound check.
I never really thought about that. I think lay people like ourselves don't really think too much about that. But I've been on Conan or Leno or something when you then go home and watch yourself that night, and the band that went on after you, which sounded great when you were sitting there, didn't sound all that great on the TV. And... SNL, they do sound better, so maybe they have a better situation. It's just a preparation, but you got to play.
Yeah.
don't give away too much of the credit. Drew's a big fan of the band
because
Drew saw them. Last night
and Saturday Night Live too.
Oh, really?
And we were already starting to listen because they kept showing up. Like, who is that band? Is it Jet?
We see the iPod commercial or something.
They're just showing up. Yeah.
Kids getting into it.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Drew's kids are getting hip.
Yeah, excellent. That's scary.
Yeah, I saw him on Saturday. It was like they didn't know me. Then. Hey, old guy.
But is it funny? Cool. They're 11, 12 years old, and they're bursting with excitement, but they got to be like completely
They got to be cool, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
They're making the scene.
Yeah,
whatever. Yeah. So, anyway, Jet is... Now we'll play something off the new CD, Get Born, and in just a couple of few. I'm thinking of maybe... Maybe we should play the song early because we probably have a lot of affiliates out there who know
idea.
The song, may not put the band together with the song. Then you play the song, and then they go, oh, it's those guys. I like those guys.
So maybe
we should do that.
In about 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or right away? Your call.
Do it now. Let's do it right now.
All right,
let's do it now.
All right. You are you ready there, Chris? Yeah, this is off of Get Born, and this is Are You Gonna Be My Girl?
Well...
With me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. I say you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. I said, are you gonna be my girl? Well, it's 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. I said, you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need money with a face like that, do ya? Long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. Yeah, back there. Well, I can see you. I said, are you gonna be my girl?
Jet for you. I can't believe there's no other bands named Jet. I mean, there were the Jets.
No, there is. We had to buy them all Bentleys and houses and mansions and stuff.
No, there's no other Jets, are there? There were the Jet. There were the Jets, with the S.
There was
like,
Joan Jet.
There's Jets to Brazil.
Oh, but no, just Jet.
No, right, yeah.
Smart. Mm-hmm. Smart. Now you can
Thanks.
Sell it.
Yeah. Well, it was named after a dorky Paul McCartney track. So
yeah, Jet. He's singing about his dog.
Yep.
See that, Drew?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Singing
he probably got
dog?
Laid to that song, right?
Huh?
Yeah, isn't Jet Paul McCartney's dog?
Yeah, it's his dog.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, you guys
stay in
a band after a dog. Yeah. Yeah. Drew, that's
I only care about
out.
The music, man.
He's keeping it real.
1973.
Yeah. I don't know when that came out. Yeah, early 70s.
Oh, yeah.
You guys weren't born yet.
Nah.
Drew was doing some major league finger blasting in the back of his dad's car, probably in high school.
What's that? Is that some American
yeah,
thing?
Yeah.
Pastime.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right, ready to go? Ready to go to the phones here,
here we go.
Drew? Yeah. Lindsay?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
First of all, I was completely surprised that you just called my name. I was sitting here, like, laughing along. But anyway, it's an honor to talk to you guys. And I feel like an idiot because I was sitting here thinking, oh, yeah, it's those guys. Okay, kick ass. You know the
what?
Song.
You're talking about Jet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, I was smart to play the song, right?
Yeah, you were, very much so.
Because, like,
yeah.
Before that, you're like, who are these a-holes from Australia? And now you're like, oh, those guys.
Yeah, exactly. So that was a very smart move.
That's why I do it.
Yeah,
that's
very
good radio.
Good.
Maybe you should work for Cairo.
I think I do, right?
I believe
not you.
Well,
oh,
they never admit it.
Oh, yeah, Lindsay, you should work for Cairo.
Lindsay, right, what's up?
Okay. So here's my problem. It sounds really stupid, but, okay. I'm horny, like, all the time, and I've always had a problem with this. Like, since I was really little, I mean, I've always had, like, a really high libido. Like, I've always been extremely horny all the time. Like, it's always been on my mind, and I've always, like, when I was little, I would masturbate, like, all the time, and now it's getting me into trouble. Like, I just got suspended from, I go to a private college, and I got suspended from college
For what?
Crossing boundaries, as they're calling it.
What did you do?
Teachers that work there. And
teachers? With teachers?
Yeah, teachers and people that work there. Yeah.
What did you do?
I'm this close to beating off.
What did you do?
I know I speak for the band when I say
we're Australian, man. How do you think we feel? You know, this
I'm always this close to beating off. What did you do, Lindsay?
Sleeping with some teachers, but they didn't really know about about that part. But they know about the acting inappropriately at school. And
like what? Give us a good example.
Give us a prime example of something you did that was inappropriate.
I bet she put the electric pencil sharpener up her and did that move that I. I do at parties once in a while. Not, you know, with my ass. No.
Yeah, not with the
it's
yeah.
Great fun when they hear that burn.
Sharpen the pencil.
So number two. Yeah.
What did you do, Lindsay?
What did you do?
Okay, I made a lot of inappropriate jokes, I guess. Like, for instance, I was sitting in class one day, and I just drew a really lifelike picture of a penis, and I was, you know, acting like I was giving it head and doing all sorts of stuff, because there's this one teacher named Roger, and
Hold on, let me talk to the guy.
She's manic.
She's manic?
Yeah, yeah.
So she's nutty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's starting to smell a little bogus.
No,
to me.
No, no.
She's
no.
19. Where's she going? She's going to boarding school
college.
Or something?
She got kicked out. 18, you go to college. Okay. She got kicked out of her college.
Oh, but it sounded like she was going somewhere. Yeah, like it was like boarding school or
college.
Something.
You're away at college. They kicked her out. People go away to college. Not everybody goes to community college.
Well, hold on. Not everyone lives in their garage until their stepmom kicks them out after they get put on academic probation at the junior college.
And not everybody craps in the popcorn tin that they got for Christmas.
Decorative popcorn.
Decorative popcorn. I beg your pardon.
Did not have a bathroom, Drew.
Beg your pardon.
Lindsay?
Uh-huh.
So, Lindsay.
What college did you get thrown out of?
Am I allowed to say the name on...
I don't see why
you're
not.
Allowed to say anything I ask you to say.
Okay, Stanford Brown College.
Okay, now I believe you. All right,
they're talking an imaginary penis.
All right, but here's the deal. Did they ask you to get some treatment? Did they send you mental health services or anything?
No, they just... Okay. No, they just... Right. I got suspended for like a week or so.
So here we go. Hang on. Hold
behavior
on.
With the teacher.
Hold on. Is there manic depression in your family, bipolar illness?
Not in my family, but yeah, I'm diagnosed as being bipolar.
Okay, you see, that's what I said. And part of that bipolarity is hypersexuality. Yeah. Didn't you appeal to the school and say, look, I wasn't taking my medicines, I was getting manic, and, you know...
No, they're not.
I will get...
They don't give a rat.
Okay, now let's keep going. Were you also sexually abused growing up?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Oh.
And so that makes you hypersexual also. And you put and you're also, what, a marijuana addict? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm glad. Drew almost went 3 for 3 there.
Well, oh, my God.
Lindsay?
So all that, I mean, even...
Hold on. Drew, do you...
You can seriously get all... Even the marijuana part from me being extremely... Even when I was really young...
I can get the... Your people do not disappoint. Everyone sort of fits a profile.
Well, they all disappoint, but they're predictable.
Yeah, they're very predictable.
Yeah,
and so,
that's right.
So, Lindsay, for just in a few minutes talking to you, what I got was bipolar manic, marijuana addicted, sexual abuse. Those are the things that...
All the things I wrote down on the steno pad and slid across the desk. Yeah. You guys are a witness, right?
Yeah.
All right, look. We got to wrap this up.
All right, so the deal is, Lindsay, you got some serious mental health issues, medication, 12-step, get going here. Nothing else is going to work until you get off the drugs. Their bipolarity is going to be unstable, God knows for how long, until you get dealing with the sobriety.
Mm-hmm.
You need some SA also for the compulsivity around being an addict and a sexual abuse survivor. You need to do some work here. You're going to find yourselves in harm's way a lot of the time.
Right. But good times. Peter.
Yeah.
She'll be fine. She'll land on her feet. We're resilient over here in the United States. We got that Bin Laden, you know. Oh, no, wait a minute.
No, you didn't.
What
are you talking about, man?
Yeah.
You got the other bearded monster.
We're getting that Bin Laden. We're heating up. We're nipping at his heels. Peter.
Yeah.
Peter Northridge.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good. What's up?
Well, here's my problem. I've been working out since about 9 months ago, and... Mm-hmm. I've lost over 100 pounds, and it's been slowing down a lot lately, but for the last about month, I haven't lost an ounce, and I've been, like, really stepping up my exercise, like, running to, like, I mean, like, I couldn't even breathe anymore to the point where, like, I was sweating like crazy, and I still
How long are you running for?
45 minutes, like, nonstop.
Every day?
Yeah, and it's really frustrating.
Are you managing your diet?
Yeah, definitely.
How much do you weigh?
Well, I weighed 365, and now I weigh about 258.
All right. How much more do you want to lose?
180. I want to get to 180, so about 80 more pounds.
Okay. What are you doing diet-wise?
I don't eat any carbs. I eat chicken and mainly all meat and some cheese.
Are you now it's about holding your calories in.
I'm sorry?
You got how big are your parents? Are they big?
My mom's small, and my dad's... He's fat, but he's not big.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, but if he's fat, then you got that genetic hand to deal with.
How tall are you?
5'11".
Okay.
All right. How does this work, Drew?
What you got to try containing the
calories.
What do you think of like Atkins for 17-year-olds?
You know, those really, it's more like the Zone, the South Beach, the balanced diets are more the way to go for somebody like him. And if he can't maintain it, then, and really not everyone can do it with diet, that's when surgical interventions become appropriate. It may be time for him to get a medical intervention, since it sounds like he may have been handed a genetic predisposition for all this.
Yeah, he got dealt that bad hand. Hey, Peter.
Yeah.
You're 17, though.
You got lots of time.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
1,200 calories a day. Try that. Well, 1,500 maybe.
I eat less than that right now. I eat
less than 1,200? Really?
All right. Yeah.
That gets kind of dangerous at your age.
Don't go nuts.
Well, I'm not going nuts, but it was to the point where I was getting really sick of it because, I mean, I've dedicated almost my whole life to this, and it's not working, so it's really frustrating.
Yeah. Well, some of it is what genetics you've been handed. It's unrealistic sometimes. You go to one of your North. Go to maybe with UCLA, to one of the eating programs, the metabolic programs out there, and have an evaluation and see what you can realistically and in a healthy manner expect of yourself.
And listen, you can still get laid if
at 260.
If you get one of those sort of fat guy jobs like Roadie.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
See,
there's different gigs for fat guys, and you don't want to get caught in a thin gig if you're a fat guy.
That's when you don't get girls?
Yeah, you don't. Yeah. If you work at a library at 260, you're never going to get laid.
But look, how big is 260? Like, I'm like, we do it in kilos.
That's four stones.
Do you have any idea what's going on right now, Mario?
No, that's about 50% bigger than either of us. Like,
okay. Well, Chris, you got to...
I'm about like nothing stone, man.
Yeah, how many kilograms?
You're really stone. Don't get.
How many kilos?
You're about 150 pounds.
And what's this kid?
You're 70 kilograms, right?
65. Yeah, right. Yeah. So what's this guy?
How many kilos per pound? Like 2.5 or 3?
2.2. This guy is 100 and something kilos.
Mm-hmm. That's
Well, that's nothing because I'm way underweight. And how tall was
5'11".
He anyway? So that's about my height, right?
Yeah.
And so he's like my height.
5'11".
He's your height, and he weighs more than me, and I'm 6'3".
Okay. All right.
5'11" is 7 stick.
God damn it!
He's got to stop eating cheeseburgers then.
Metric system. He's down 800 calories a day. 800, it's dangerous for developing persons exercising.
You know, we should have just got into that metric system in 1975 when they were pushing it. I'm going to sue. You know, when I was in grade school, like in the fifth grade, the teachers would, and there was a strong push in this country to shift to the metric system. Probably mid-70s, right, Drew?
It was by 76, it was going to be all done.
Yeah.
So and we all had to study it.
The teachers would, my fifth grade teacher would go, there's going to be two types of people in the world 5 years from now, those who know the metric system and those who
watch Pulp Fiction.
Watch Pulp Fiction and are unemployed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I learned from it, man. Pulp Fiction's how I learned about, like, you know, that we had a different one from UCATS.
You didn't know that.
I knew that you guys used...
I didn't know that you had a different system until I saw Pulp Fiction. You know?
Wow, that's interesting.
I mean, you know, we don't have kangaroos. We don't ride kangaroos to school. And,
well, it's the British system we have, but it's one the British got rid of a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me tell you why the metric system is superior for those who don't... It's quite down over there, Drew. If you're a mechanic and you got a wrench and you're using like a little 3/16 socket and it's too small... You want to step up to the 7/32 or something in metrics? Like you use the number, you use the 5 millimeter. It's too small, you get to 6. If the too small, six, you get to 7.
That's right.
It's real easy. You just go right on top. All this like 7/32. I mean, you look at an American drill bit set. And it's you want the 3/64. You want the 7/32. I mean, it just goes and goes.
I'll tell you something. I ain't seen many American drill sets.
Oh, you're gonna.
I mean, you know what? I think I want to.
No, Adam will be sure you see him tonight.
You're going to see my drill index before the night is through.
I'm going to see your drill?
Yes.
Am I going to feel your drill?
Yes.
That's what I want to know.
I'm going to give you a good augering. No one calls screwing augering, but it'd be good, wouldn't it? Good augering.
Rooting. That's what it is in Australia.
It's rooting?
Rooting.
Sex is rooting?
Rooting, yeah. Shagging.
Shagging.
Effing.
Yeah, effing.
Rooting, though.
We got effing.
Augering, of course you got effing. That. Who hasn't got effing?
Yeah, everyone's got effing.
You think you're superior because you got effing?
Kaylee?
I have effing in Chad.
Kaylee?
Even.
Hello?
Kaylee. Yeah.
Hi.
What's up?
Okay. Okay, my boyfriend, we're both 16, and...
Dump him. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
We're both 16, yeah.
Yeah.
And...
and we started having sex about 5 months ago, and he's like 6, maybe 7 inches long, and he says that I'm big down there. But
why are you having this discussion?
What?
What's the problem that you started this discussion about the anatomic matching of your genitalia?
And by the way, 6, 7 inches, like 185 millimeters.
Easy.
You know what I'm saying?
18.5 centimeters, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, no, but yeah, it still sounds
I'm
good.
I'm feeling your pain.
Anything better than 6, 5.5, 6 inches, right. I'd rather be
you
like 180 millimeters. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Kaylee?
But, like, sex is not good. It sucks.
Yeah.
Like, what's the, nothing.
Well, it's not, has nothing to do, I can virtually guarantee you it has nothing to do with the size or the relative size of each of your proportions.
Yeah. You just sound a little angry, Kaylee. Do you hate your dad?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You're angry. All right. Where's your dad?
He's in Texas.
Oh. And you're calling from Arkansas?
Yeah.
All right.
You actually feel nothing? In other words, are you disconnected from that part of your body?
No, I can feel something. It's just like, I don't know. He now says that he's like, I don't know, like bored, I guess. And I'm really bored.
All right. Well, listen.
He might have a problem, you know what I mean? Because you're not getting off or something.
Right.
Maybe he feels like
he's defensive and blaming you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How old is he?
16.
He's 16.
Oh, he's 16? All right. You guys break up before somebody gets pregnant.
Well, yeah, that's another weird thing. He's only come once. And we've had sex like a bunch.
Maybe. And does he take a lot of drugs? Is he always...
Yeah.
Let's sum up with this guy, Kaylee. Come on. Let's sum up.
But you don't really like him, do you? Not really.
Come on.
He's gay.
What's your dad doing in Texas?
My parents are divorced.
Yeah.
And so he, like, never calls. And
so everyone goes to Texas or Florida as soon as they get a divorce, right?
Hey, Kaylee.
Yeah.
Listen, you're angry. You should be. You hate guys. That's fine. Your dad's an a-hole. But look,
but
don't take it out on other guys. Don't get hooked up with an a-hole, and don't get pregnant early.
Yeah. And go out with a guy with a bigger dick, maybe.
No, birth control pill.
I'm kidding, man. I'm joking. Sarcasm. It's king in Australia,
morning,
I'm telling you.
Morning
it's
after
all they
pill.
Have.
That's their entire comedic sort of repertoire.
Yeah. It's funny. England, they're smart asses, too. Which is fine. We're just... I like it better than what we got. We just have just sort of raw aggression.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least there's an ounce of... There's a sort of comedic angle to it. We just have just pure intimidation and anger. Just outright anger. We just shoot you. But you know what I like?
I wasn't going to say anything political, man. That was you. I remember that.
I haven't done any traveling, but I did go to England once. And I noticed like cab drivers and guys behind the counter at the hotel and stuff, they kind of have a sense of humor.
Yeah, everyone does. They're educated.
Yeah. We have really stupid people.
They have Monty Python in the UK, you know?
Yeah. Right.
It's like the best comedy ever, but it's not like harsh, and it's not swearing, and it's not like...
Right.
You know, it's just funny. It's just clever.
Yeah. And then they got Benny Hill, too.
Yeah.
So kind of evens it out. Well, all right. Let's take a little break. Jet here tonight, and we'll be right back after this. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Mark and Chris are here tonight from Jet.
Hey.
Jet. Get Born, name of the CD. We'll hear something else off it in the 11 o'clock hour.
Nice. Oh, what the hell was that?
What happened?
It was the tonic.
That was the tonic water, man.
You guys drinking vodka and tonic?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's a weird drink.
You want one? I'll pour
you one. No, I'll fall asleep.
Now, Chris had an important question to ask me.
Well, that's right, yeah. No, I wanted to get in with the doc.
And we kept saying, no, Chris, on the air.
Yeah. Here we are, on the air, and this is my question. I had this thing the other day with my girlfriend where I was like, you know...
Fortunately, she's on her way to Australia.
So right now, she's on her way to Australia, and she's not listening, but hey...
Did you say Australia?
Maybe I did. It's the vodka tonic, man. Look out. You know, don't have one. You're right. I think, like, my mum one day said to me that, like, when you go through something crazy, like some big event happens in your family that the kids get stuck in that time.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Forever,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So my girlfriend, like, calls her mum and dad mummy and daddy, and she's, like, 22. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, so you're, like, obviously, I don't know.
Yes, it can or can't mean something.
I think it might. Maybe I'm not.
At very least, it means that the parents need to infantilize her a little bit. They need her to keep calling. Because appropriate parent would be to go, hey, honey, I am your mom.
The parents are keeping her an infant.
Yeah, the parents are keeping her the little.
Maybe she just wants to borrow money. I want to borrow money.
You say, Grammy.
I call strangers, Daddy.
For money.
Yeah, for money. I'm turning a trick.
You were calling me Daddy 5 minutes ago on the break, man.
I wanted some of that.
I believe you said, take it, Daddy. I heard that.
Well, that's what Forrest's going to give you the auger in.
Oh, yeah.
But now, here's the question. How's she get along with her daddy?
That's a really good question. No, I don't think she really does. No, not at all. Really, like, I mean, you know, I don't think they've really gotten on for a while. Yeah,
that can be trouble.
That could be where she got stuck.
I'll tell you. Here's what's
why is
trouble.
It the dad, not the mom?
For the man, it's the mom. For the women,
so.
It's the dad.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
more so. I don't know.
Yeah, that's you because you're daddy now.
You got to listen to the show for a couple hours. You'll see it over and over and over and over.
Okay, so here's what you don't want. You don't want, like, if you're dating a chick whose dad cheated on her mom repeatedly, that's going to be trouble for you.
And no, they never married, so I don't think it was that kind of vibe at all.
The mom and dad never married?
I don't
married?
Think that was an issue, yeah.
They never married.
Well, they never married,
what's
see?
The abandoning dad that you've got to deal with? No,
yeah.
So she needs you to be not available. When you actually become available, when you're not traveling all the world and stuff, she's going to have difficulty being in the relationship.
Going to have difficulty or feel comfortable?
Have difficulty because she needs the abandoning guy. She needs a guy who's not available like daddy, always away. That's her sense.
Oh,
that's
no,
her sense of herself.
Me, man.
Was daddy always away?
Well, I just think he wasn't available. Like, I think he was always around.
Yeah.
You know, look, you know what? I don't want to talk. I don't really know, but I'm pretty sure he was always around, but just wasn't really always available. So.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, but listen, everybody's got some kind of beef.
But
with
she also
their dad.
Said she'd had a little therapy, didn't she tell me that?
Yeah. You know, right, exactly. It was. Look, it's not only that. I could take up the whole program talking about this kind of.
Oh no, in Australia,
but I'm not going to.
Therapy is just you just drink with an older person.
Well, that's right, and I'm Australian. But see, the thing is, I wasn't asking you a question about my life. That's the thing.
All right, so listen. First off, I know you kids are going to work out. That's number one. Number two, you're on the road, so you can't. It's hard to argue when you're on the road,
right?
You know what I mean? When you here's the thing about her. Believe it or not, when you come back and have all the time in the world for her, that's when she'll start freaking out.
Yes, that's right.
But here's the other thing, too. I don't know how long you two have been going out. How long have you been going out?
A year.
Here's the other thing, too.
Yeah.
If it ain't working, don't force it. If it ain't going to
happen,
it ain't
going to
happen.
See, the thing is, guys, I wasn't telling you we were having a problem.
Yeah. Right.
This was just a question out of my own curiosity.
The mommy daddy thing, yeah.
Right, about the mommy and daddy, which I always sort of thought was weird, that's all. No,
you're fine.
I nearly said something bad then. We're great. We're doing great. We're getting married. It's the best ever. You know, look out.
Good times.
Give it 6 months.
Yeah.
it's now time to play Germany or Florida. Now you guys are from Australia. You don't know how Germany or Florida is played, but all bizarre, weird perversity and violence, it all emanates from either Germany or Florida.
The Hollywood Hills.
It's Germany or Florida. It's David Alan Greer doing the Germany, Florida. All right, you go ahead. You say the thing, and we'll tell you whether it's Germany or Florida. Go ahead, Brian.
All right. I was just going to say that I actually got the chance to meet Dr. Drew when he came out to my university in September and got a chance to buy a book and get Drew to sign it, and I was very pleased. I was honored to meet Drew.
It's very kind of you.
Just do it!
Where were we? What school?
Truman State.
Oh, Truman State, yeah.
Beautiful. Go ahead, Brian.
All right. A man has been jailed for declaring his parents dead 40 times in order to get charity handouts, a court said on Friday, while they were alive and well. The 31-year-old preyed upon churches and individuals to part with about $7,300 in total to ease the pain of his mother or father's quote-unquote passing, a court spokesman said. He would ask them for money to get to the funeral, usually his mother's, and then spend it on drugs. He was sent.
Could you even describe the guy?
Yeah, I could see him wearing, like, cut-off sweats. Those Jap flaps, as we used to call them before they became Asian American flaps, and maybe like a concert tee where his gut hung out just a little bit. So we're going Florida on this
Florida,
one?
Gentlemen.
What do you think?
And
Germany,
what's Florida?
Germany or Florida?
The state in
Florida.
Yeah,
I know what Florida is, but what does it mean in the context of this game?
It's another bizarre place that horrible stories come out of.
Okay. So it's either you got to choose whether that story's come from Germany or Florida.
That's right.
And they're saying Florida. Okay.
Thank you, Mark.
Can I?
What do you think?
Tom, I know how to get through this.
Yeah. I'll say
Toronto.
Germany or Florida?
Germany, I don't know.
Germany. Going Germany?
I'm going to go Florida.
Florida. I'm going Florida, too.
I'll go with Adam.
I want to show this guy what an Australian blowing his nose sounds like.
All right, Brian, go ahead.
It was actually Germany, Berlin.
Oh!
Yeah.
Germany or Florida? It's Germany or Florida? Chris. Nostradamus. Yeah. All right. Well, touche. Comes out of Germany. Felt Drew, you got to go with the Florida too early.
Germans don't scam. Floridians scam. That's why that was a good one.
Charles?
Yes, sir.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
What really freaks me out is, like, you know how, like, they say your penis is, like, blood or whatever? But, like, I can pop mine.
It's blood?
Yeah.
There's blood in your penis.
Yeah. You're saying there's no...
You can pop it.
There's no bone in it.
Yeah, but it, like, you can...
It ain't a zit, man. You can't pop it. You can't pop it.
They're...
You crack it, though, right?
There is a ligament.
Like you can, like, press it down in between your legs and, like, it'll, you know, crack, you know, like when you pop your finger.
Dude.
You can also make some money if you keep it down between there and you meet the right guys.
The anatomy textbook, Chris?
No, I don't want to see that.
I'll show these guys.
I had a guy one day in year 8 when I was in high school.
Year 8,
and all of a sudden,
right?
Well, I don't know what you call that.
That's,
you know,
like
it's
that.
About 14, all right?
Yeah. We'll call it ninth grader.
But he just, you call it whatever you want, man, but all of a sudden he just goes, we're talking about sex and, like, you know, all that kind of, and he goes, you know what, last weekend I broke my dick bone. Everyone just broke out in a spontaneous laugh. Like, there ain't no dick bone, buddy.
Well, you can rupture your penis, though. You can actually...
How do you rupture blood?
It's held in two cavernous bodies. That's what swells up, and they can rip and tear, and you got a big problem.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
But that's not what this guy's talking about.
How do you do that?
You just have somebody land on it the wrong way.
So what's this guy talking about?
This guy's
then?
Talking about
this
guy, popping.
He, like, pop it like you can go, like, crack your
of
knee.
Of the tendon that holds the penis up.
Oh, sort of like you got, like, I know, like you got one of them double-jointed elbows.
I said tendon, I mean ligament. There's a ligament there that holds it.
Because that's what the crack is, when you crack your knee or something. That's
right.
That's your ligaments.
That's right? Right, moving around.
Is that it? And what's your knuckles?
Okay, Dr. Yvonne, Mark's
ligaments,
in.
Ligaments holding the joints together.
It's all about Dr. Mark.
But that's between the ligaments, basically.
All right. All right, so the point is you can crack your penis. Yes? I like to crack my penis, and usually what I'll do is I'll take my young assistant, tell her to light a cigarette, stand profile to me, and then whoops, pow! Knock that thing right out of her mouth. Drew, have you seen me do that?
Yeah, I've seen it. Oh, of course. You're the hit of the party.
It's
every
awesome.
Time.
Then I put her on a spinning wheel, and I put balloons around her, and pop, pop, pop. It's awesome.
You're not a real doctor, are you, man?
No, he's not.
No,
he's
you.
The love doctor.
You.
Oh, me?
No, I'm not talking to the real doctor.
I barely went to junior college. Louis or Luis?
Uh-oh.
No way. No way.
What is this?
Hi! Wake up.
Is that someone snoring?
Yeah, he's been on hold for 55 minutes. He's calling from Washington, D.C., and it's 1:30 in the morning over there, right?
Yeah, well, that's so early. I don't know.
What's his name?
His name is Louis.
Hey, listen, I'm talking to him. Hey,
Louis.
Buddy.
Louis.
Hey, Louis.
Wake up.
My questions are going to my pecker.
All right, this is great. I hope he stays here all night.
That was someone else.
That was all you.
Right. Guys are great.
Has that ever happened before?
Oh, yeah.
When the girls fall asleep, they don't make this kind of noise.
Listen, buddy, I'm getting... I want to talk to him. Listen, mate. Look, you know what, man? I'm getting sort of depressed about this. Every time I talk to
is
you...
Is it your father? Is it your father?
All you do is snore, and I don't know if it's working out between us anymore.
I think what we're going to have to do is I think we're going to have to gamble on Lewis.
Gamble on what?
Well, We'll go back to him like after the commercial.
Yeah.
And we'll see. We'll see how long. Because eventually
he's
they
gonna
stop.
He's going to be that. Well,
you know, they tip over. The
right,
phone
right, right.
falls
yes,
out.
Yes, you're right.
They get call waiting.
This sounds like wedged in there, though. This sounds like well securely positioned in this guy's.
Hey, Doc.
Pharynx.
Doc. Yeah. Do you find anything on dick popping in the book?
I'm just trying to show you a piece, a picture.
Oh, can I come
and
look?
It's right here.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. There's a ligament that attaches.
All right, Jet is here. We're going to take a quick break. We'll check back in with Lewis.
It's called the suspensory ligament of
Wait
the
a minute, Drew.
Yes, paper.
All right, hey. Check back in with the
Lewis.
No
man.
Greater compliment can be paid to a talk show host than having a guy sawing logs who's been, by the way, listening to the show the whole time. All right, we'll take a quick break. Jet's here, and we'll be right back with them and Lewis after this. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Hubastank in here tomorrow night. Michelle Branch is in here the night after that. Jet in here tonight. Mark and Chris here. Just hitting their stride, but I got to warn you, there's still a lot of show to go, so I don't want you to shoot your wad or peek too soon.
No, we'll be right. We got toilet paper.
Are you talking to us?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking to the guy who was snoring.
Oh, is he still there?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Let's find out.
Listen, man, I'm going to break up with you. I'm telling you.
Listen to him.
Listen, it's over. Can
but
you hear me?
Surely he's got the radio. Oh, he probably doesn't have the radio on.
No, he's probably.
He's listening, really
they listen through the phone on the East Coast because it's delayed a day. So they're listening to the whole thing through the phone.
Uh huh.
So then, and then they fall asleep because it's 3 hours later out there.
Yeah. And then this guy's not asleep. What are you talking about?
Luis is. I can tell Luis just by the tonal qualities of his snore. Svelte guy.
Oh yeah.
Skinny. Guy.
Reed.
Yeah.
He's a.
Now
wicker.
You know what I think. I'll tell you what I think. I think he's got a chode. Do you know what a chode is, you guys? Let me swap some cultural penis humor with you.
Yeah, give us a
chode. A chode is a penis that
like
is
like a hockey puck.
It's like as wide as it is long.
Oh, that's really?
Nice. Yeah. I think he has a chode.
Really? Because see, we. I was hip to the chode too back in the day, but
to the chode.
we never choda was just like Latin slang for penis. It didn't take a wasn't
maybe
a
it's
thing.
Just developed it's a new meaning now.
It could have. It was like Latino gangbanger for penis.
Right,
I think
out here, yeah.
And then it went over the Pacific and turned into choda hockey puck penis, and then
that
turned into chode. Yeah, try to figure out the nomenclature of a chode, Drew.
Yeah. I don't know, we could have even made the meaning up ourselves. That's what
maybe we did. I don't know.
We made up a meaning for the place between your balls and your ass.
Well, now what is that?
We call that a schief.
Schief.
Well, that's just us four guys call it.
No,
a schief.
Yeah, we call it a schief. That's it. Just jet. Schief. Jet schief.
How do you spell that? Oh, I suppose it'd be S.
It's a very special place if you're a boy. Your girl knows where it is.
I don't know how you'd spell it.
Schief. Sometimes you should rig up a sail and put out a sea on.
Yeah, like, no, it doesn't. Yeah. I'll show you what it looks like right now.
I've seen
what
my
do you, what
share.
Do you really...
Seen my share of schief, thank you.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good name, though, because all we have is taint, and that's not a great... It's not great.
It's got the same sort of vibe,
it just doesn't have the originality of schief.
Yeah, right.
Just made that up.
Taint is a negative. Schief is a positive.
Right.
Schief is fresh.
Taint,
it's new. It's all the way from Australia.
Taint is what it isn't, not what it is.
Right. Now, I used to say on the border between Anusburg and Scrotumville, in between those two towns.
That border needs a name.
Schief. It's a small town.
Let's have it.
Have you been to Schief? Oh, no, it's picturesque. It's a very small little hamlet. It's on the border. It's unclear whether it's in Anusville or Scrotumburg, but it's right on the border of the two towns.
It kind of looks like both of them.
The scene
feels even better.
If you like skiing, if you're at all into outdoor sports, Schief is the town for you. Beautiful, quaint, people are, they really, the tourist dollar goes a long way there.
Have you seen the postcards?
Yeah, now if the wind is blowing from Anusburg, that can be trouble. All right. And it does get a little warm over in Scrotumburg or Scrotumville. Yeah, Scrotumville. It gets a little warm during the summer months, too, I must say. It's a very humid area.
It's a little sticky.
Though.
But it always feels good.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Alicia. All right.
Alicia.
You almost got put on hold.
How do you spell Alicia?
With a Y.
Ah,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, Alicia.
You want the vodka, Mark?
What's up?
Hi. Okay, my question is, I heard you talking about earlier about how, like, if your father was, like, not around or if he cheated on, like, your mom a lot, it could affect you with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think it, like, I don't know, but, like every guy I've dated so far has, like, cheated on me.
Yeah. Well, that could have anything to do with it. No correlation
well,
there. But listen.
There you go.
Here's the deal. The kind of guy that is a cheater was your dad.
Yeah.
That's your idea of somebody you love. That's what you feel connected to in that sort of intimate way. Naturally enough, as you begin your sort of love life with your peers, you're gonna look for that's what you want to attach to. That's what you feel comfortable with. That's what you want.
No.
And you're gonna go
it's not
after
even a conscious thing.
But it's you fit with that kind of person. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that kind of person happens to be somebody that's
Doc, don't you think, I don't know, man, like, there must be equal amount of people who just run so far away from, like, what they grew up with, who hated how they were dealt with.
There is a lot of that, and yet, strangely, those people still end up with somebody similar.
You think so?
Yeah, that's the way
well,
it tends to work.
Here's the thing. That opposite stuff works in other facets of life, I do believe. Like, if your parents were real cheap and poor and whatever, you want to be rich, you want to have money, you don't ever want to live this way again. And it does work in many other facets of life, but it doesn't in relationships.
You think in relationships it's pretty standardly.
You end up getting sucked back into it, whether you like it or not, usually, especially the women with the cheating dads or the bad dads.
Well, if somebody trauma in childhood becomes the source of attraction in puberty. So if somebody has been highly traumatized, it's more the extremes where you can make these predictions more regularly, more effectively. So this dad was traumatizing to her. He was abusive to mom. And he was abandoning to her. That's now a trauma that becomes a source of attraction in adulthood.
No.
Oh, yeah, Lou.
See why Louis fell asleep?
Big Lou.
Yeah.
No, Chard Lou.
Chard. Lou the Chard.
Chard.
Now he's changed his C. He's changed it up.
Oh, yes.
He's a tenor, man.
He's gone from, like, a baritone to a tenor.
Lewis? He's coming, too. He's going through a different
Lewis.
Stage
oh,
of
really?
Sleep.
What's he in now?
He's lightening up, getting into some REM sleep there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Lewis.
Is that lightening up?
Yeah.
That
will start incorporating our voice into his dreams.
Oh, he will?
Yeah.
Chode. Where are those sounds Chode. Coming from? They just keep going. Are you doing them, Chris?
No, there's another.
The other. Yeah, we got
it's
it.
Freaking me out.
Lewis? Want to give Lewis any
really freaking me out.
Any instructions, Adam?
Well, hold on a second. Before we get to Lewis, I just want to finish off with Alicia, who dropped off the line. But if you're having every one of your boyfriends cheat on you, then be real careful about who you're attracted to.
That's right.
And go ahead and take a little time out for yourself
and
your
crotch. If you're a trauma survivor and you tend to be attracted to people that re-traumatize you, learn to read your attractions. Don't go out with people that are super interesting to you. Go out a little more boring person.
Right. All right. Let's get to Lewis. See. Right. Looks like he's getting back on his game now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh yeah, that's
back.
He's
back.
Quick before he goes out of REM. Give him his messages.
No. I don't want to jeopardize this.
Oh, he's gone. He's deep. There he goes.
Oh, he's back in. Doesn't it seem like he's breathing a little too quickly?
Yeah. That's how we know he's not faking it.
You know what? I think we've done enough with Lewis. Is he going to come back? Or
I reckon
he's
you
got to
keep him. I want to know if he's.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see if he's going to be there.
Well,
for
we
the
can
whole
keep
show.
Him for the rest of the show, but
don't
I
don't worry. Yeah. Don't worry,
Chris. You're done though. We'll check back with him, though, right?
All right.
Okay.
Australians have very creative minds. They don't like repetitive humor.
I think that's funny.
Yeah, except for the spam bit.
Yeah.
They love that spam bit of Monty Python.
Let's take a break.
Spam.
We're taking a break?
Yeah.
All right. When we come back,
there will be a great
to?
Call. Now I want to talk to Brianne. I'm five.
Brianne, who is hurts when she stands up after sex.
There you go.
I wish I could do that to somebody. I did it to this one dude, but hold on.
That was when he sat down, though.
Oh, that's right. All right. And, all right, and then we'll hang with young Lewis as well. It's just a fountain of information. Chet here, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Mark and Chris here tonight from Jet Ubistank in here tomorrow night. And then Michelle Branch in here on...
Who's Michelle Branch?
She's this popular pop singer chick who is kind of cute and sounds pretty good. I think she's good. She's not like Britney Spears or someone like that. I think she's got
more
good pipes, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think she can actually sing. All right, where were we? Oh, yeah, we were checking in with Lewis. Yeah. All right, right on time. Just want to check that.
You're not from Atlanta, are you, man?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
North Hollywood. Yeah.
You're one of, like, three people who are actually from Hollywood who are in Hollywood.
Yeah, actually, Drew and I are the only guys I know who are from this area who are actually in show business. Everyone else comes from somewhere else, mm-hmm. and you really notice it around football season when you're sitting around with 10 guys and they're all rooting for a different team other than whatever the team was in this city. You know what I mean?
And that's why the city can never get a team.
It is. No, I go to work, and there's 10 guys, and they're Pittsburgh fans, and they're Cleveland fans, and they're Dallas fans, and they're Yankees or Giants fans. There's not one. When there's no Dodger fans, no Laker fans, there's no Rams fans or whoever the team was out here. That's why you can't get a team here. All we got is that and illegal aliens and, like, crazy Koreans. There's nobody back a team here. You know what I mean?
Soccer team's okay.
Eventually, but even that, it's not the hometown. People come here and just root for their team.
Yep.
If you guys moved here, you'd just be rooting for the Melbourne ass kissers or whatever the name of the team is. You wouldn't care about whatever local team here, right?
I just generally don't care about sport in general. General right. being the best description I can think of. Good. I don't really think about football much.
Smart.
Mm.
American or Australian rules?
Australian rules maybe, but I just...
Only because we're not there.
Right. I've been away from it forever, so I don't really, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's basically rugby, isn't it?
No, it's different. No? Different to rugby.
A lot different. A lot different.
A lot different
to every sport, really. Mm. It's like Gaelic football, if you've ever seen that, but no one ever has.
No. That's what's weird. Gaelic football like?
Oh, I don't
know. Forget Gaelic football. Australian rules football is like a, it's like a rugby shaped ball. So
right.
It's shaped like an oval, and then you sort of like you kick it and handball it around, and like when you, I don't know, look, it's great, but it's just too hard to explain.
You're trying to kick it through some goalposts, right?
Right, yeah.
That's the one where the Wild World of Sports, the guy has that huge knot in his leg. This is 25 years ago. The guy falls down with a broken leg. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was Australian football.
Yeah. No, I like it. They kick it while they're running.
Yes, exactly.
I like that. Someone chasing.
And there's
them.
No, the game doesn't stop as often as it does in, you know, NFL. You know,
we actually get a lot of Australian rules football players to come over in the off-season to be kickers for...
Oh, really? For
well,
NFL
yeah,
player?
Because well, they can kick that thing on the run real straight. Yeah.
I thought they were using soccer guys to kick in the NFL.
You know what? Maybe it's a deadly combo of the two.
Oh, you just hung up on Brianne.
Oh my God!
She was the one that was Trippier was.
What about Louis then?
That's
hey, Louis.
Yeah, what about Louis? Hold on. What about Louis? Hold on.
Wait.
Hey, Louis. Okay, I just want to check in with him. What's the matter, Drew? You want to try five?
Brianne.
Yes.
Yeah, she's still here.
Hello.
What's up, baby doll?
How are you guys?
Doing good tonight.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hey
How
there.
Are you going? See, you would have missed out on this.
My question's for Dr. Drew. I have been married for 3 years, and I have a 2-year-old son, and ever since I've had him, after intercourse, about 80% of the time, after my husband orgasms, after I stand up and am standing up for a while, I have a burning sensation, and, like, I feel like I guess I can say this on national radio, but my vagina is, like, throbbing. Is that, like, normal?
Mm-hmm.
Throbbing vagina syndrome.
Throbbing vagina.
No, that is not normal.
How old is Brianna? How old are you?
I'm 23. I just turned 23, actually, last weekend.
Mm-hmm. How long do you guys have sex before he's finished?
Maybe he's an average guy, like 10 to 15 minutes. Is that average?
It's seems
a little long.
A little long.
I mean, short.
Yeah. Like 10 minutes is average. So, but what, and do you have any irritation during the act?
No, just like when he orgasms. Like, and it's like a burning sensation, and it's, like, if I go pee afterwards, it, like, burns. Mm-hmm. And I talked to my gynecologist about it, and she's like, oh, that's just you letting down after orgasm when you guys are having sex.
Do you have orgasms?
I do. I can be. I am one of those women who have the wet orgasms.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard Dr. Drew talk about how that's not common, and I'm one of those uncommon women, I guess you would say.
Yeah,
you win the cash.
A lot of fluid coming out of you.
Yeah, it doesn't like spray out or anything, but it's like it gets everywhere, kind of.
It really does, huh?
Yeah, like it's a wet mess.
It's like taking a leak into a fan.
Kind of sometimes.
it's everywhere. Like,
it's only if you're doing it the right way.
Yeah, but you know when you're topping off your radiator and your car's running and some of the overflow goes down into the fan, the engine fan. It's kind of, I would imagine it's kind of like that with Brianna.
Yeah. Okay. Real close.
Yeah. Okay. Does it have that coolant smell? That radiator fluid smell?
No, it smells like Hershey Kisses. Chocolate.
Oh really? Mm-hmm. Right. If somebody crapped on him,
of course. I've been with so many girls who taste that way.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Brianna. So in the gynecologist, did they do any kind of testing or anything when she did her last exam?
See, I've had my yearly. I'm really good about having my yearly, and she blew it off. She wouldn't like do any tests. She was like,
I would go back. All I get from what you're describing is just irritation of the vagina, and sometimes that can be caused by infections. And, you know, you're getting urinary symptoms, too. It's something worth checking out. And if you're planning on having more kids, it actually is an important thing, because vaginitis can, believe it or not, affect pregnancy.
Let me ask you this. If your innards are getting rubbed a little bit raw, and then a guy drops a big salty load in there...
That'll hurt.
That's going to sting, right?
Yeah.
I mean, is it salty? God knows it stings the eye. God knows.
Yeah. Adam, how do you know how it tastes?
I'll tell you why. Because it tastes. I'll tell you why. Because it tastes. It tastes like snot.
Yeah.
Right. Check it out. Right.
That would be salty.
And that wasn't a sound effect. That was the real deal.
Salty.
Yeah, that's Chris's selling point. It tastes like snot.
Real deal, or
and snot tastes like chicken. That's
and
how
chicken tastes like Hershey's.
That's right. Mm-hmm. True. Yeah. When is it salty? Is there salt in there?
Yeah, it's saline.
Is everything comes out of you a little bit salty? Most stuff stings a little bit if it comes out of you, right?
Some of that's the pH. And some
you
of
should
the
be
salt.
On the pineapple juice, I think.
Yeah. What about it, Jordan?
No.
All right. I want to see if Lewis is still awake.
Lewis?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh,
yay! Hey!
Good morning.
He's like, whoa. He didn't even know he was asleep.
No, he was Lewis, we tried to talk to you 25 minutes ago.
25 times.
And you did provide a lot of entertainment for us because you do snore. And let me say this, too. Hold on a second, Lewis. I get mad when people do this. Like, you know when you sleep in the same room with someone and you wake the next morning, you go, hey, man, you snore. And they go, no, I don't. And you go, what do you think I do? I just tell people they snore. Like, am I that cruel and a-hole that I just tell people they snore? And they go, hey, man. And they get indignant. Yeah. I don't snore. And you go, I was listening to your ass snore for about 4 hours last night. And they go, screw you, man. I don't snore. I like the argument.
But no one wants to admit that they snore.
I know, but if you really just break it down... How's it work? You sleep like a log. I never hear a peep out of you. I don't even hear the sound of your eyelids opening and closing. And I just wake up and go, "Hey man, quit snoring." I'm that big a maniacal a hole.
And by the way,
in
a state of unconsciousness, have total control over what you do? No, you snore.
Yeah, you snore. Yeah. What do you think I do? Like dump some warm water on the bed? Hey man, you took a leak in the bed, and you snore. And I took a crap on there, but that's your crap. That's your crap. I rolled in it, but it's yours. Yeah, that's my plan.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Lewis. Lewis.
Yeah, hey. Doctor.
You snore. You sound like a 700-pound blues singer.
Yeah. Did you know you're a sleep man, or that you had the phone or whatever under your pillow or whatever?
I dozed off for a minute.
You did.
How tall are you, Lewis?
I'm about 5'11".
How much do you weigh?
210,
220.
Radio math.
Radio math. 5'11", 210, or 220. Can we the 5'15"?
That extra 10 pounds, really.
I got 5'9 and 3/8", 241.
Yeah. That extra 10 pounds means a lot.
All right, you got to lose a couple pounds, Lewis. Drew can hear it in your snoring.
Okay.
All right, so what's up?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out more about, like, dental dam and, like, where I can get it from.
What do you want it for?
What is it?
Dental dam.
What is that?
The world's worst invention.
Is it was like a basic like cling film you put over your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you want to do that?
It keeps the vagina fresh.
Yes.
Hmm. Oh my God! You want to air that out, man. You don't want to tie it up and tighten it up. You know, it's like it from. I don't know.
He doesn't want to get a sexually transmitted disease.
Oh. So you can just use a regular old condom. Just get your sort
no.
Of, yeah, you can.
I know, but who wants? Who is this? You're going down on.
My girl.
Your girl. Your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Does she have any...
She's not a salad, man. You can't, like, just wrap it up and keep it fresh for the next day.
What I like to do is snap a lid on the vagina when I'm done and then burp it before I use it again.
Have you heard of those new cling wrap bags?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Well, they need a seal.
Yeah, turns blue when it's sealed. Hey, Lewis?
Yeah.
Does she have herpes or warts?
No.
Do you have something on your mouth?
No. I just thought for it to be safe. That's fine.
Here's what you can do. Grab a condom.
No, no.
Hang on. Cut the tip. Just plain old Trojan or anything and cut the tip off.
Okay.
And then cut along the long axis. You know, it's a tube and you cut along it so you can make a sheet out of it.
Okay.
And then you can put that down on top of it.
Oh, it's a disaster. Why don't you tell her just keep her pants on? It's the same thing. You lick a little denim. It's no big deal.
Lick a zit.
Lewis, how long have you two been going out?
Maybe about 8 months.
8 months? And are you having sex?
Yeah.
Is she having sex with just you?
I believe so.
Are you wearing a condom when you have sex?
Yes.
I see.
Okay.
So what are you worried about then?
He wants to... do the complete protection.
No, listen, that's retarded. We admire your diligence and your attitude.
That's cool. All you need is a condom.
it's not practical. It just isn't. What's up, Lewis? You guys are in love,
why don't you get
right?
everybody tested? Yeah, both of you get tested and go on about your business.
You go crazy, man, after that.
You guys in love?
Yeah.
Okay, then you just go down on her without the thing.
Okay.
Does she like you? I mean, like, because you're like, oh, get this on your vagina or whatever. It's like, does she still think you? I mean, you know, I'd be disappointed if I was sleeping with a girl and she was like, hey, put this on, wrap yourself in foil, wrap yourself in this and that. I'd be like, what's wrong, man?
That's considered etiquette in this country.
Here's my big concern. Lewis gets down there, he uses the dental dam, he falls asleep, starts snoring, and inhales it and chokes.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway,
but the vibration from the snoring...
Right.
He'll sound like a kazoo then.
here's my concern. Maybe Lewis is still asleep, and he's just talking to us in his sleep.
That's quite possible. All right, we got a question for Jet, by the way, and we have to hear a song from Jet
as
well.
Yeah, next, yeah.
All right, Matt?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I just got a question for Jet.
Go crazy, man. Go crazy.
How does it feel like suddenly, because I didn't hear you guys at all until like 3 or 4 weeks ago on the radio, how does it feel to just like suddenly become so popular?
But it wasn't that way for us at all.
It doesn't feel like that for us because we've been in this band for 7 years. So, I mean, it's only like that. I mean, Just because we've been doing it for so long. But yeah, you just heard
of us. We've been hearing about us for a long, long time. And, yeah. And we only just sort of got out, especially in America, only just sort of like got on the radio in America like really recently, as of this year. But we've been playing in the same band for at least 6 years. So,
and you've known about you since before the band.
Yeah.
Right. Really break it down that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not following.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a bit of a freak out when you get asked to do things like Saturday Night Live and stuff like that, and big shows, you know. But
and Saturday Night Live, by the way, you guys. I mean, they have a lot of great bands over the years on that show. But you guys, some bands don't get asked for a few years into their career. I mean, you guys got asked fairly early, which is kind of nice. And this show too.
Yeah,
we won't just have anybody. We got.
You won't have just any old pop star.
No, no. We got Hoobastank and Michelle Branch coming up here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
They're used to it, but they're happy.
Yeah. Well, I got another thing to solve the stupid people having children problem.
All right. Hold on. I'm now prepared.
You're a child, right? Do you think your parents are stupid?
Hold on. Prepare to be disappointed.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. I've actually discussed this with one of my friends who's actually graduated from college, which is amazing because I'm so young and everything. Okay, people should not have children until... Okay, first off, they have to be married. Second off, they have to go through at least a year of counseling, and they have to take a maturity test and an IQ test. At least that.
And we're gonna,
is that your opinion
and we're
or your friend's
Tinkerbell
opinion?
Actualize this.
Yeah.
Place. Matt, of course there are things that we could think of that could be done that are completely impractical and practicable and never happen in a billion years.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. That's why I'm never. Hey, let me tell you something. I've been doing this show for 8 or 9 years. I've heard the, Adam, I got the answer. This is going to solve the problem of
fill in the blank.
And I'm always just, I stop listening. Because it's never, have you... I think maybe once or twice we've actually been impressed by something someone has said on the show other than us. Yes?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
We just keep hoping.
All right. I do remember once or twice saying
what was it
that's a good idea. Probably something I said and the person said back to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Jet is in studio tonight. We're going to hear something off the new CD, Get Born. Chris, you got that queued up there, buddy boy? This one is called Cold Hard Bitch.
Ah! knees. I'm waiting. Give me.
Yeah. Eating some smoked almonds. I'm going to try smoking these smoked almonds. They're that good. I could see myself, like, getting into this. This could be my crack. Smoking and mainlining and doing anally smoked almonds.
That was the almond paste enema you talked of earlier.
I got a new application. I dilate my rectum, and I have a native with a blowgun. Poof! Blow.
How do you dilate?
Crease.
Just with sheer willpower?
I'll show you how.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let a nice fart go there. That's just what you call good timing. Jets in studio tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Chips.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Chris and Mark are here tonight from Jet.
Hello.
Get Born, name of the CD. Hoobastank in here tomorrow night. And then Michelle Branch. The guy's got some In-N-Out Burger, which always a lot of argument going on regionally. You know, White Castle, In-N-Out. Who's got the best burger? It varies.
I'll tell you. I've been everywhere. In-N-Out.
In-N-Out. You guys have traveled the world.
Fish and chip shop. No, there's a fish and chip shop in Geelong, my hometown in Australia.
Yeah.
On Breakwater Road, you should go down.
Been there. Do they?
It's got like an old. It's got like an old man who makes the burgers there, and like.
They have good burgers in Australia.
Yeah.
They do a good burger.
But this old man makes it, like not like a 16-year-old kid. It's an old man, and he's like studied. He's well versed in the art form of building a hamburger.
Sounds like a SpongeBob routine.
Hey, listen, a retard can make a good burger. You just start with the good meat and fry it up right. But that In-N-Out is great. I ate it last night. Yeah, I'll tell you something. Drew and I were talking. We were at the Acoustic Christmas last night where Jet played out here in the Universal Amphitheater. Long line at the bar backstage, so I ordered a double, you know, because
I always do that.
Get back in that line. Yeah, I like to order doubles myself. Here's the thing about the double that's a ripoff. Double the price. Like, you go, like, yeah, I was getting a cranberry and vodka, and I go, yeah, make it a double. Well, the regular one's $5, and the double's $10. Same cup, same ice, same cranberry, just an extra little shot of vodka in there, and now it's double. Now, that's one of those things, by the way, when you're an alcoholic, they know they got you. You know what I mean? Because if you're not an alcoholic, you start arguing.
Yeah.
But alcoholics, they got them over a barrel. But I just started thinking, really, like, when you go to the movie theater, they always say it's the cup that costs the money, and it's always this, and it's everything else, and it's not that. Why should it be double the price?
It's all BS anyway. It's pricing is very, very low.
All right, but
the other thing is, in America, they don't have a standardized, like,
pouring system. That's why I love your country, yeah, America.
It's in ounces.
You know what? When you go from London and you go, give me a gin and tonic, and they get out their like little measuring device and they give you exactly a gin and tonic. Exactly. Yeah. You get to America, you like gin and tonic. They're like, yeah, whatever, man. They're like,
I just stand there,
glug, 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 glug.
There's a thing like a standard like shot is 1 ounce in Australia.
Here's the deal. That's all sleight of hand. They're measuring. They know exactly what they're doing.
That's rubbish. I'm telling you, man. I put it in my mouth,
you taste
and
fun.
I'm like, whoa.
Well, they're a little heavy-handed.
Yeah.
True, I've been over-served at times. I'm not proud to admit it, but I have. I just don't think a double should be double.
You sent it back.
Doc, I don't think you've been tipping right, man.
I think it should be $7.50 if it's $5. You know what I mean?
All right, great.
All right, let's start. Is it double in Australia? Is it double?
Yeah. It's pretty much standard worldwide, I've noticed, because I get doubles. I'm a double man.
Yeah.
Double tall glass.
Yeah, I like
glass
a double longer. Myself.
Let's just to the bar, drunk a
quick. Here's what I'd like to say. Here's what I want to do. And we should all do this. We should all do. Next time we go to the bar, here's what we do. We go, look, I want a gin and tonic, and I want a double. But here's the deal. I don't want to pay. I'll pay $7.50, not $10. Now, if you're going to charge me double, then pour me two. Pour me two right now.
Right.
All right, if you don't want to go through that hassle, then just charge me another $2.50 for the extra ounce of vodka or gin, and we'll move ahead. Okay. That's what I'd like to do. I'd like everyone to start ordering two drinks and effing everyone up until they finally lower their double prices. Yes, Drew?
Oh, as always.
When I'm in charge.
The world will be a better place.
That's right. Libby?
Yeah.
Hello,
you're
Libby.
22?
Yep.
What's up?
All right, well, I'm sure you guys have heard this like a million times. I'm 22, my boyfriend's 27,
yeah.
And he has just a big problem having sex at all.
What's the problem?
The problem is that a apparently, I guess I was, like, bothering him too much or something. I don't really...
Yeah, we actually don't hear this one a million times.
What?
We rarely hear this
one. Let me say this. Double hamburger, not double the price of just a single hamburger.
Really?
That's true. Single's like $1.29, yeah, double's like $1.79.
But all rules that apply to alcohol
are unique to alcohol. I know they got you by the balls. Yeah. They know you got a problem, so they take advantage of you because you have a disease.
Yeah.
It's a disease. It's like beating a lame, retarded person with a cane. It's no different. I was raped. It's rape. All right. Libby?
Yeah.
All right.
So tell us
what's
about
going
this.
On? Hold on a second. Mark just he puts the ketchup on top of the hamburger. He doesn't
on
put
top
it
of the
in,
bun.
Inside of the
that
bun.
Is, that is weird. That's unacceptable.
What is that? You don't always do that, do you?
No, I don't. But
that's because some retard at In-N-Out is screwing your order.
The hamburger is so stuck together. With the cheese, I couldn't pull it apart.
The cheese has acted as like a weld to weld the buns to the
so
meat.
So I tried to pry it apart.
Okay.
But I couldn't.
All right, in that case.
But I want to catch on it because there's none on it.
No,
so I put it on top.
You put it on the surface.
Dip it. Yeah, you dab it. You dip it like you do the
but
fry.
But it all gets mixed up in the end, doesn't it?
Well, why don't you have Drew just chew it up and spit it in your mouth? I mean, using that logic, just dip it.
Oh, well, it's already on the top now. But
I'll tell you what then. I'll tell you what would be really slick. If you dipped the fry, bit the fry, then bit the thing, and used it
as an implement to eat with.
I'll tell you what would be really slick. If you're an Outburger, remember to put ketchup inside your burger.
No, you got to ask for that. We're purists.
Well, I mean, I didn't think it was a big deal, but now you mention it, it does kind of look kind of stupid.
But you could save yourself by dragging the fry on top of it, then it would look really cool,
but
right?
But the problem is I would do that just to save face, but I've eaten all the fries now.
Oh,
well, you actually call them fries, not chips.
Well, chips. Nice. So we call them chips, but, you know, I'm getting...
Libby? It's getting Americanized. Libby?
Yeah.
All right, so your boyfriend doesn't want to have sex, and you do.
Yep.
Is he on medication?
Pardon?
Is he on any medication?
Does he?
Does he take medication, yes?
No.
No medicine. Does he have any medical problems?
No. The only thing I know is that he has a 4-year-old child, and that's what he's blamed it all on.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? This is really important to me. Hang on. Libby? Is it Libby?
Yeah.
Yeah, Libby.
When I met my girlfriend, I didn't want to have sex with her for 2 weeks because I thought it was so awesome that I thought if I put a foot wrong and did something weird, that it would just ruin everything. So you think he might be freaking out?
How long have you been dating him?
7 months. Not that long.
Libby sounds a little angry.
Well, wait a minute. Anxious.
No, angry. I'm getting a little angry.
How often do you want to have sex?
Well, I just think that I've never had to have this conversation before. Like,
I understand. Other guys want to have sex with you. Yeah, she's angry with this
she's
guy
angry.
Not onto him.
Yeah, maybe. Everyone else I've ever been with has wanted to have sex, and I've been like, okay, you know. But this situation was just a lot different. Like, he was 5 years older than I was.
All right, hold on. Let's do a love line reenactment there. Drew, you ask your question. All right.
I'm trying to remember what the question was. So how often do you want to have sex, Libby?
Every other guy I've been with has wanted to have sex.
Yeah, but how often do you want to have it?
Because I've been with a lot of guys, and they all want to have sex. Because I'm hot.
Right. That's the subtext.
Did you have a question? Yeah, I know. That's not the goddamn question.
The subtext is I'm hot, yes.
Well, it's more that I have a vagina, is I think more the subtext.
It's just that I guess I just don't understand because I've never had this happen to me before. I want to have sex a lot, and I feel like he thought it was a problem.
Are you from Michigan or something?
Yes, exactly.
What are you doing in Burbank?
Wow.
I moved out here to live with my aunt and uncle for...
Did you get that Michigan accent? You didn't hear that?
I heard non-Burbankian, but
yeah,
I didn't
definitely
know.
Not Burbank.
I thought she was from a scheme.
Well,
or
she's not from Burbank. She must be from Michigan.
No, I heard the Michigan accent.
Where's
for sure.
The taint area, the scheme?
The
scheme.
You wrote it down, didn't you?
The scheme.
Write it down.
I only wrote the
you
first.
Can, you can design the... You can...
Scheme, yes.
Figure out how it's spelled.
Right. Hey, Libby?
Yeah?
Why'd you move out of Michigan to live with your aunt and uncle?
I guess it's a long story. Because I really wasn't doing that much at home, and my uncle owns a company out here, so I came to work for him for a little while.
All right.
What kind of work?
He owns a computer company.
Okay. How do you do? Do you get along with your dad?
Yeah.
All right.
My My dad.
Everything's cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My dad.
Do you live? Are you from the UP?
No. I'm like 25 minutes outside Detroit.
Okay.
Oh, that's closer to the I crap.
The piece of crap.
hey, Libby.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't know what this guy's problem is. 27 may seem old to you. It doesn't.
No. 27-year-old guy should be
distant memory to Drew.
27-year-old guy should be good to go.
Yeah.
Every day.
Really? All right.
Yeah.
Right. And now here's the thing. He may be depressed.
Maybe on medicine. You don't know it.
I mean, he may have issues. He may be doing drugs. Who the hell knows? I think you need to have a talk with him, but not one where you corner him and start accusing him and pointing your finger. Just one where you have an honest discussion.
And some guys do get a little freaked out when the heat is on from the woman. They get turns them back even a little further.
Right.
Doesn't mean you shouldn't talk about it with him or that he shouldn't be good to go nonetheless.
Yeah.
It's just some guys just become like turtle oil.
What's this guy do? What's he do for a living?
Not a whole lot.
Yeah.
All right. So
why are you with the guy?
Yeah.
Pardon?
Why are you with him?
Why? Because he doesn't have a job?
Yeah, he doesn't have a job. He's got a kid. He doesn't want to have sex. What's in it for you?
not a whole lot. We had a good time together, I guess.
Are you just not meeting people out here?
No, I'm not. But this is... Yeah. I mean, he's at home. He's in Michigan. I'm out here right now, so...
Oh, well.
No, really?
Yeah, well, this whole problem was before I moved out here, so...
All right.
You guys out here.
You find a nice guy.
All right, well...
Yeah, you find a nice Burbank guy.
All right.
All right.
Thanks.
Good times, yeah. You don't try to keep that long-distance crap going. It's never going to work.
That Michigan accent doesn't strike your ear?
It just
rings
it
out to me.
It struck me as the middle of the country somewhere, but I didn't necessarily get... it's very unattractive.
I couldn't tell the difference.
You couldn't
tell? I can tell some of them. But and pick where they're from. But
I can tell New York from L.A. Everything in between.
But like if you go down south, you can know that. That's easy.
Now you guys don't seem to have a strong Australian accent.
Let me tell you something. Because we've been living in your country for about a year. That's why
we've been away from Australia for a year.
It's going
and
away.
You know, let me tell you a story about that. It's not only just because we've been living here for a year, but it's also like when you come here. In a sec, I'm going to give you a prime example of a real Australian accent. But for now, I'm going to give you this one. And it's like when you ring up the Thai food place and you're like, you know, you give them your order. You're like, yes, sweet. And they're like, so what's your number? And you're like, okay. My number is 323-2875. And they're like, okay, that 262-5251. And it's impossible to get along unless you put on a slightly American accent.
Yes.
Like this guy, his name is not Mark, it's Mark. Yes. Okay, you see?
If I say my name is Mark to people, they go, like Robin Williams in that show, Mork. And I'm like, no. Mark,
I didn't know you said
Mark. You just naturally become Mark.
I actually didn't know you guys could say Mark. Mark?
Mark?
Man, we live in American culture. They can
say Mark when they mock.
Yes.
Ironically.
Yes. Now, Mark, you know what?
We say Mark.
Now this is our mock Australian accent. Give them hardcore Australia.
Yeah, g'day, mate. How you going?
That's your classic.
That's what we sounded like before we moved to L.A.
I like the idea. The reason they have to take on a harsher accent is that too many languages are spoken in this part of the country and no one can be communicated with.
But stupid is sort of the universal language.
Tone. Universal,
you speak slowly and in a monotone voice.
In the back of your throat.
Probably get your order right.
Hey, I'm with you. I just didn't want to say that on American radio.
No, I know.
I didn't want to get beaten up on my next show.
Now, a lot of stupid people out here, and then you have a lot of immigrants out here that haven't quite mastered the language, and you have to... And here's the other part, too. You never quite...
That's cool. You just don't expect it when you ring the police department.
You never feel like they got your order when you call the Thai place. Here you go. I'll have the Szechuan beef, but not too spicy. Okay. Not too spicy. Okay. Not too spicy. Okay. It's like, let me say the word spicy. So it's, I've got the Szechuan beef, but not too spicy. No, okay.
And then they read it back to you. Okay, spicy beef.
Spicy Szechuan. No, but not too spicy, right? Okay. You get the feeling like you're just going to get whatever they got and if you don't like it. My greatest one is that I ordered Thai food. went down to the place. They handed me the basket, had me a big bag of stuff. I went back up the hill, opened it all up. Nothing worse than getting someone else's order, by the way, because it's never as good as what yours was. This a-hole ordered the beef salad. You know, it's like cold beef with lettuce that's wilted. You get mad at the person.
Yeah.
What kind of maniac orders beef salad? Like, if he'd ordered something decent, I'd just go ahead and eat it.
Yeah.
So then I look at the bag, and the bag says Mark on it. So I call the place up, and I'm like, listen, this is Adam. I ordered some Thai food from you guys. I went in. They handed me the wrong bag. It says Mark on it. He said his name was Mark. I came in and said, hey, I'm Mark. Give me Mark's order. And then I drove back up the goddamn hill, and now I'm calling you. You say your name was Mark. Yeah, that's my thing. I order Thai food. Use a different name. Then I come in, use a third name, and then go back up the hill and complain. This is what I do. This is what I do with my evenings. I like eating cold food that I didn't really pay for. Yeah, he said his name was Mark. Yeah, okay. That's me. I like when people do that. Like, yeah, I made up a name. That's me. So I go by Mark, I go by Chuck, I go by Frank.
Well, you go from Thai place to Thai place looking for that name
right.
with prepared
food.
Yeah, because
you don't know. You don't know. So you just go... Order for Mark.
But here's the twist. I don't eat Mark's food.
No, you call and complain.
And then drive back down the hill and return Mark's food and get my original order. That's the twist. That's what makes it so diabolical. They can't trace it. There's no motive. Takes an extra hour, costs an extra $20. That's beautiful.
You should
that's
be writing
great.
Novels, not working on radio.
You're right. You're right. First
Mystery
one
novels.
Called,
yes,
he
yes.
say his name was Mark. Jet's here. You guys, by the way, you're just drinking vodka, smoking cigarettes, eating in and out. Yeah. I give the band a month, and they keel over.
You know what? Yeah. They said that.
Keith Richards. They said that about Keith Richards 40 years ago.
I heard
ago.
Chris's right coronary snapshot during the last break.
All right, you bring them. You got the paddles here. You can bring them back to life.
I need to do an angioplasty on them.
Oh, you can do one.
I need to wire up the groin.
All right. Well, I'll watch. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Forget about that phone number. Chris and Mark here tonight from Jet. Uba Stank in here tomorrow night, and then Michelle Branch. All right. Let's get back to the phones and speak to Courtney, whose friend died of a cocaine overdose, I guess. Courtney?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yes, I am.
So what happened to your friend?
He did some coke, and he had a heart problem, and he did know about it, but I don't think he really thought about it, you know? I don't know. He's confusing. And so he had 12 heart attacks, and he died from it. Well, he was in a coma, actually, for like a month, and then
From doing the coke because he had a pre-existing heart condition?
Yes.
Wow. What do you think that was, Drew?
Hey, cocaine causes heart attacks.
That's does?
Yeah, it's a common thing.
Really?
When they have them, young people have them, they're huge.
Oh, really?
Because there's no collateral blood supply. You know, as you slowly get older and your heart arteries narrow and harden, your body compensates by forming ancillary or supplemental blood supply.
Huh?
And then you get a clot in one, there's still some ancillary supply. But when you have a big bore vessel that supplies
a
larger...
Wait a minute. How does this work? I don't understand this.
Let me draw the pictures.
All right, you got the heart... Yeah. And the heart has the blood going to it and the blood going away from it, right?
But the muscle is supplied by arteries that come off
and
go along like that.
So when you're young...
These are big and open, right? They're wide open vessels. There's three main vessels.
Yeah.
And as they narrow, you get hardening and cholesterol all the way down. The body forms some ancillary supply to keep... Because it says, you know, I need more blood. And so
better to have a heart attack at 65 than at 25.
Oh, yeah, way better.
Oh, really?
What's a 16-year-old person doing coke anyway?
Yeah, it's a little old. I agree.
No, yeah, I know, man. Like, it took him so long. How unhip.
Oh, yeah. Man. Hey, Courtney.
Yeah.
All right. So, was this a good friend of yours?
Yeah, he was actually an ex-boyfriend of mine. But I don't do drugs personally myself at all. But I do have some friends that do it, and
some family members that do it too.
Well, I think actually recently, like maybe a couple years ago, I found some, it might have been coke, I'm not sure, because, you know, I don't really know drugs that well,
but I found it in my mom's tape deck, so I don't know.
Magically, you have addiction in your
family.
What
do you mean you found it in your mom's tape deck?
Well, me and my sister were in the car, along with my friend that wants to do meth right now. And I was sitting there, and I was going to put in a tape, and I pull out this thing because it wasn't working. And I was like, what's going on, you know? So I pull it out, and I look at it, and I couldn't figure it out. So my friend told me, oh, yeah, that's coke. And
it was a bag.
What? Hang on. What state are you from?
What state am I from?
Yeah.
California.
Okay, speed.
It was a baggie of
like
white powder?
Baggie, yeah, with white powder, yeah.
In the cassette deck. All right, that's hiding it from the cops.
Maybe she has really bad dandruff. Did you ever think about that?
Well, but Magic Courtney, you're attracted to people that are drug addicts, and I would suspect that means you have addiction in your parents, and that's how that works.
All right, so here's the thing. You're not going to do drugs? Great, don't do them.
Yeah.
And if your friends want to do drugs, you can tell them how you feel about it and try to get them not to do it. But if they're hell-bent on doing it, then they're going to do it, and
that's
you
right.
have to get away from them.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I can't stop her from doing it, but I just kind of wanted to know what meth does do to you, just so, like, I can expect, like, what she would be going through.
Well, eventually you get paranoid. That's the main thing.
You grind your teeth, start picking at yourself, chain smoking.
The big thing is
techno music.
You want to dance all of a sudden. You think you're really hot when you're
depends
might
who you are. I think it depends on who you are as well. You know, like.
Well, here's what doesn't depend on who you are: is that the speed you do enough of it, it damages the brain. The exact same distribution as ecstasy. It kills the limbic system in the brain. So people that do enough speed get chronic depressions, chronic panic and anxiety, and severe memory disturbances.
Yeah. Hey, but good times, you know. Jacqueline?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yes, I am.
You were been on hold for 95 minutes. God bless you.
I've been on hold for so long, I'm surprised I didn't fall asleep, but I stayed awake.
Thank you. And you were raped by your boyfriend a year ago.
Yeah. Well, ex-boyfriend, obviously, but yeah.
You know, what happened? Had you been having sex with him before he raped you?
Well, we were together for a year and a half, and he never, like, physically abused me or whatever, but on New Year's Eve, he found this letter that I had written to another guy, like, a month before, but I wasn't with him at the time, and, like, he found it and freaked out.
Yeah.
And then that's when the incident happened.
Had you been having sex with him before this?
Yeah.
Okay. And he wrote a sexy letter to a guy like you guys had broken up.
Well, it wasn't a sexy letter, but there were little bits and pieces in it that kind of led to him thinking that. But I never had sex with the other guy.
Right.
But it was during a period when you were the chaos already is overwhelming from Jacqueline. You know what I'm saying?
So you feel like you're raped. Did you call the cops?
Yeah, I did. What happened was he found this letter and he freaked out and he took my keys and my wallet and he kidnapped me for 3 days in like two different hotel rooms.
Wow, horrible.
And then what happened was after that, the guy that I wrote the letter to, he worked with me. So him and a bunch of his friends followed me to my work and like told me to lure him out so that they could beat him up.
Yeah.
And you didn't call the police, did you?
What?
You didn't call the police, did you?
No, I couldn't because he threatened my life. He had kidnapped me for 2 days and raped me.
But you could go to work?
Well, she had to go to work, yeah.
Well, yeah, I had to go to work the next day, but he told me that if I warned anyone...
That is a trauma
survivor. No, Drew, hold on a second. First off, this is how kidnapping worked, when they got the Lindbergh baby many years ago.
They send the baby home for feedings.
Well, they went to preschool.
Preschool.
He was going to kindergarten, or preschool.
Yeah.
And then it would come back.
Yes, of course. Well, that's how kidnapping worked.
Oh, yeah, Patty Hearst. Remember when she was kidnapped by the SLA?
Do you remember?
She would go to work. She worked at a bank. She would have to...
Do you remember, was it in Iran, the hostage crisis?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, those hostages. Oh, no, they all went to
they
work
flew
during
home.
The day.
They flew home.
During the day, yeah.
But then at night they were threatened, and so they had to come home.
Yeah,
back to Iran, yes.
Yeah, now you could put in a longer day if you got a note from your employer.
Right.
Drew, it's like you're all confused about the kidnapping stuff. Go ahead, Jacqueline. And by the way, this is an albino white trash maneuver here. All right, so he kidnapped you. He's a horrible guy, but he was good enough to let you go to work. Didn't want you to get any hot water with the boss. All right, so you must come from... Your dad must be a biker
No, you're
right?
From trauma,
yeah.
Jacqueline. I mean, what happened to you growing up?
Oh, nothing happened when I grew up at all. My parents got divorced when I was 15, but no previous sexual abuse or anything.
No.
How about some physical abuse?
Yeah.
No, none at all.
No one ever
hits
you.
Well, one of my really good friends died when I was like 15, but no abuse at all.
Really?
Where did you learn to be so powerless?
I don't know. I was with him for a year and a half, and he mentally abused me, and I had.
You can wear somebody down. Are you a big gal?
Yeah.
Am I what?
You big gal?
No.
All right. Hold on a second.
Okay.
You can get sort of.
We gotta take a break.
Stockholm
guy can wear you down.
Yeah. It's true.
Take a quick break.
All right.
Friend died. Was on furlough from being kidnapped and. Got hit in a car accident.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We don't want to make fun. We'll wrap up with Jacqueline after this. All righty. Almost out of show, but Jacqueline.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Where were you? Got raped by the old boyfriend.
Kidnapped.
Yeah, now you're a little freaked out. Good. I mean... I don't trust you being trusted, trusting a guy or being being attracted.
What we
to
get
a guy.
Is low self esteem, neglect growing up, that kind of powerlessness, and then
right.
no assuming that no one would come to your aid is sort of where you're at.
How about a little therapy, baby doll?
Okay, well that was my question. If I should seek counseling?
Yes, definitely.
Couldn't hurt, as they say. All right, I want to thank Jet for coming in here. Get Born, name of
thank
the
you
CD. You guys were a delight. And who was thanking tomorrow night? And until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Hey, Doc.
Pharynx.
Doc. Yeah. Do you find anything on dick popping in the book?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.